Today's Amud is Tainis Dalad Amud Beis. We're holding on Dalad Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Ein Shayla Nesa Geshamim. So we spoke in the Mishnah about the different shitas, about when to start saying Mashiv Aruach. And then there was like a line in the middle of the Mishnah which seemed almost out of place. We said the Gemara is going to explain this line. This is the Gemara that's going to explain it. And over there in the middle of the Mishnah said, Ein Shayla Nesa Geshamim, Ela Samach LeGeshamim. That you only start requesting rain next to the rainy season, referring to Shemini Atzeres. Shemini Atzeres is when we start wanting it to rain. So you only start requesting rain, saying V'sein Talamata Levracha, Samach L'Geshamim by Shemini Atzeres. So says the Gemara, that's Havrua She'ila V'Azkara Chadam Elsehi. The Gemara assumed that She'ila and Azkara, She'ila referring to V'sein Talamata Levracha, and Azkara referring to Mashiv Aruach, so it's one and the same. It's the same day that you start saying Mashiv Aruach. That's going to be the day that you say V'sein Talamata Levracha, and vice versa. The same day that you start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha, that's going to be when you start praising Hashem, saying Mashiv Aruach. So now says the Gemara, this that the Mishnah says, that you start requesting rain, Samach L'Geshamim, by Shemini Atzeres, Man Tana, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Amar Rava, Rabbi Yeshua Hi. Says Rava that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Mishas Anachasai, who says that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on Shemini Atzeres, on Leil Shemini Atzeres, when you put down the Dalad Minim. So Rabbi Kiva Eger already in the Gilui Neshas picks up that there's no reason to mention Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, who mentions Mishas Anachasai, any more than Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, who also says Shemini Atzeres. Ein Shailam Esa Geshamim, El Samach LeGeshamim, just means Shemini Atzeres. So we had two Rabbi Yeshuas that said that you start mentioning rain on Shemini Atzeres. We had Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah who said from the morning of Shemini Atzeres, from the day. And we had Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa who said from Leil Shemini Atzeres. There would seem to be no reason to mention Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, Dam or Mishas HaNachasai, any more than Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah who said that from the Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, who said from the last day, from the day of Shemini Atzeres. So Rabbi Kiva Eger actually brings some that don't have this girsa. That rather what Ravas just simply said is that the Tan of the Mishnah who says that we start saying V'sein Talamata Levracha on Shemini Atzeres, Emestamu Hu Adin, that means Mashiv Aruach, we start saying on Shemini Atzeres, is Rabbi Yeshua He, period. Not without the words Da'amar Mishas HaNachasai, just that the Tana is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we start mentioning Mashiv Aruach on Shemini Atzeres. However, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to Rava that it's not muchach that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. Afilu teim Rabbi Eliezer. I could even tell you that the Tana is Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you start mentioning rain and saying Mashiv Baruch Amar Degeshem already on the first day of Sukkot. And She'ela Luchod v'Hazkara Luchod. There's a difference. We don't start Hazkara and She'ela on the same day. Hazkara Eskeshamim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we start on the first day of Sukkot. But She'ela Eskeshamim, we start by Shemini Atzeres. Ask the Gemara, and says the Gemara Viga Damri, and some have a different girsa, that Lema Rabbi Yeshua Hi Damar Mishas HaNachasai. It wasn't a statement that Rava came and said that the Tana is Rabbi Yeshua. There was no reason to assume that for sure. The Gemara had a question, should we say that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you start mentioning rain on Shemini Atzeres? And on that it was Amar Rava. Rava came along and said that no, it's not Muchach, Afilu Tema Rabbi Eliezer, She'ilu L'chud V'Azkaru L'chud, that the Tan of the Mishnah can even be Rabbi Eliezer, and there's a difference from when we start saying Mashiv Aruach and when we start saying V'sein Tan L'mata Livracha, like we had in the first version that Abaye asked on Rava. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Ha'ivir Lefnei Ateva V'chulu, we mentioned in the Mishnah the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who we established in the Gemara, is really the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, but it was Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah who brought it. Now Rabbi Yehuda said that the Chazan by Shachris on Shemini Atzeres does not start saying Mashiv Aruach, only the Chazan by Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, he starts saying Mashiv Aruach. So says the Gemara, Nadur Aminu, I'll ask you a stira. The Braisa says like this. Admasai Shayalin Asagashamim. And just to recap, so we had in the Mishnah that we start saying Masha Baruach Hashmini Atzeres, and then we stop saying it on the first day of Pesach, like we just had. And we had in the Mishnah that the Chazan of Shachris, he continues to say Masha Baruach. The Chazan of Musaf, he's the one who starts us off and says Mayrid Atal. So says the Gemara Raminu, ask you a stira. The Braisa says, Ad Masai Shayalin Asai Gishamim. Until when? For how long do we continue saying V'sein Talamat Livracha? So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Ad Sheyavur HaPesach. Rabbi Yehuda, the same Rabbi Yehuda that we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, he says that you say V'sein Talamat Livracha until Yavur HaPesach, which simply understood means until Pesach is over. Until Pesach is over, you continue to say V'sein Talamat Livracha. Rabbi Meir Aimer, Ad Sheyavur Nisan, until Nisan's over. Now, again, the Gemara seems to be assuming that Askara and She'ila are like the same. And if so, that Rabbi Yehuda says that you start saying V'sein Talmud Livracha until Pesach is over would mean that Masha Varuach, you should also continue to say until Pesach is over. That's not like what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that you only say Masha Varuach until the first day of Pesach. So it's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Do we say it until the first day of Pesach, or do we continue saying it until Pesach is over? So Amar Rav Chista starts us off. The Gemara is going to give us a few attempts, but Rav Chista is the first one. Rav Chista says, like Kasha, Kan Lishol, Kan Lahazker, that no, there's a difference between She'elas Geshamim and Askaras Geshamim. Mishal Sha'el Va'azel. She'elas Geshamim, V'sein Talamat Levracha, that we keep going with it until Pesach is over. Lahazker, but to mention rain, to say Masha Baruach, so that B'yom Tavarisha in Pasek. So that we already stop on the first day of Pesach. However, Amar Ula commented on this teretz of Rav Chista, and he said some sharp words. He said, "Hadar Rav Chista is kasha kechoymitz l'shinayim u'kashon l'inayim." Such a horrible teretz. It's like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes. It hurts. It's so bad. And he explained that the reason why this is not a good teretz is because it doesn't make sense. Even at a time that we don't start saying v'sein talamat l'vracha, like right after Sukkot, we only start saying V'sein Talamat Livracha on Zayin Cheshvin or on December 4th or 5th, we're only much later. So if you find that we don't, even at the time that we don't start saying V'sein Talamat Livracha, we're Mazkir, yet still we say Mashiv Aruach, we say Mashiv Aruach already on the last day of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres, but Malkoim Sheshayo. So if you're going to tell me that you're going to keep asking for rain the entire Pesach until Pesach is over, Ein Aydin Shiyei Mazkir, and all the more so, used to be mentioning Mashiv Aruach, and if you stopped mentioning Mashiv Aruach, so then for sure that means you should also stop asking. It doesn't make sense to say that you continue asking until Pesach is over, yet when it comes to Azkaras Geshamim and praising Hashem for the rain, you're going to stop already on the first day of Pesach. So Elam or Ulam, Ula suggests a different teretz, that the answer to the stira that we had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, who says that Askaras Geshamim goes until the first day of Pesach, and Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa, who said regarding She'elas Geshamim, which we're assuming goes hand in hand with Askaras Geshamim, that it goes until Pesach is over, says Ula Treitanai Aliba Rabbi Yehuda, that it's taka stira, there's no way out of this stira, it's taka stira, and there's a machlekes tanayim in what Rabbi Yehuda said. One Tana said, the Tana of our Mishnah says b'shem Rabbi Yehuda that you continue saying Masha Baruach only until the first day of Pesach, and the Tana of the Braisa held b'shem Rabbi Yehuda that you continue saying v'sein talamat l'vracha and huadin Masha Baruach until Pesach is over. So that's Ula's teretz. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Rabbi Yosef says a different teretz, that may ad sheyavur haPesach ad sheyavur shliach tzibur rishon hayoyrid b'yom tov harishon shel Pesach. Mamash ol shtekel teira. Says Rabbi Yosef that when the Braisa says that you continue saying v'sein talamat l'vracha ad sheyavur haPesach, which we mentioned simply understood means until Pesach is over, says Rabbi Yosef, no, that's not what it means. It means ad sheyavur shliach tzibur rishon, until the Baal Shachris finishes hayoyrid b'yom tov rishon on the first day shall Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. One, you say V'sein Talamat Livracha until the first chazan finishes Shachris on the first day of Pesach. However, Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye questioned Rabbi Yosef, and he said that doesn't make any sense to explain that that's what the Braisa means. That you say V'sein Talamat Livracha until the first chazan on the first day of Pesach finishes his job of being the chazan. Because she'ela b'yomtiv mi'ika, one, and by musaf, now you stop saying the same talamata levracha, you say it all the way through shacharis, and then you stop. There is no such thing as berchas hashanim, as she'ela, as v'sein talamata levracha on yomtiv. So ela michvarte k'du'ula, rather, it makes more sense to say like Ula's Teretz, that it's Taka Astira, and the only way out is to say that it's a Machloikas Tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda held. Rabba takes one last swing at it, and he says like this. He says that Mayat Sheyavara Pesach, also Shtikal Torah, he says, you want to know what it means, At Sheyavara Pesach? It means At Sheyavar Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Until the Pesach is over doesn't mean the Yom Tif of Pesach, it means the Carbon Pesach, until you finish the Zman Shchitas HaPesach, which means until Erev Pesach. Utchilasoi Kein Soifoi. And it comes out that just like we have in the beginning, that's how we have in the end. Meaning like this. That just like when it comes to the beginning of the season, of the winter. When it comes to the beginning of the winter, we start mentioning rain before we start asking. We start mentioning rain already on Shmini Atzeres, even though we only start asking much later, at least 2 weeks later. So to in the end of the winter, we continue saying Shavaruach until the Musaf of the first day of Pesach, and yet has a She'ilas Kashamim, we stop already by Chatzayis at Erev Pesach, so you see that you continue the Askara even without the She'ilah in the end, just like we do in the beginning. However, Amar Lei Abaye said to Rabbo, that Svar is not logical, because Vishlam Atchilasai Mazkir, it makes sense to say that in the beginning of the winter, we're going to be Mazkir, even though we're not yet being Shoyol, we're going to pray Hashem, Mashiv Aruch HaMayreg Hashem, you're the one who makes it rain, even before we start asking for rain, because Hasgara Nami Ritzoy She'elohi, because it's so to speak, it's like praising Hashem. Before you ask someone for something, you want to give him a praise, that you appreciate what he's doing for you. So it makes sense to praise Hashem that he's the one who makes it rain before you go in and start asking for it. Ela Saifa, but in the end of the winter, my Ritzoy She'elohika. It doesn't make sense. Once you're not asking for rain anymore, because you don't want the rain, why would you continue saying Mashiv Aruch HaMayreg Hashem? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Ela michvarta k'du'ula. Again, says the Gemara, the only working teretz seems to be that which Ula said, that Itaka, the Brice and the Mishnah Taka don't stem, and the only way out is to say that's Trei Tanai Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. The Maisa says the Gemara, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yaichnan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. That the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chazan of Musaf, we'll see from the Hemshach of the Gemara, that this is referring to when do we start saying, Mashav Aruch Mered Hashem, we start saying it by the Chazan of Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. We brought a long list of different shitas. We had in the Mishnah, the Braisa, I believe it came out to 6 different shitas. The Maisa, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, that we start saying Mashav Aruach by the Chazun of Musaf on Shmini Atzeres. Amar le Reb Zeira le Reb Asi, ask Reb Zeira to Reb Asi, umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Did Rabbi Yochanan say that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Vatanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, b'shloisha b'marcheshvin shayelan asagishamim, we only start asking for rain on Gimel Cheshvin. Rabbi Gamliel aymer b'shiva b'ay. We'll have this later in the Gemara, I believe in Daf Yud, we'll speak about the details of what the Machlekes is. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says on the 7th day of Cheshvan. So Machlaikas Tanakama says on the 3rd day of Cheshvan, and Rabbi Gamliel says on the 7th day of Cheshvan. V'amar Rabbi Lazar halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Lazar said that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we start saying the same talamata levracha on the 7th day of Cheshvan. So ask the Gemara, we have a stira. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mashiv Aruach we start by Musaf of Shemini Atzeres? Here we said that Rabbi Lazar said the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we start with saying Talmud Livracha on Zayin Cheshvan. So at first glance, the Gemara's Kasha is very difficult, and for two reasons. Number one, how could you ask a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start saying Mashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Lazar said that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel that you start saying v'sein talamata levracha on Zayin Cheshvan? What shaykhus between, why do they have to agree with each other? How could you ask a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar? And second of all, and this is maybe is less difficult, is that one's talking about Masha Varuach and the other one's talking about v'sein talamata levracha. So it's two completely different subjects. Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start saying Masha Varuach by Shmini Atzeres, by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and Rabbi Lazar said that Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel, that v'sein talamotar, we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. So we'll see the Gemara is actually going to address both of these issues. But we can go right there even when we have these two issues, the Gemara is going to address them. Right away, says the Gemara, Amar Lei, says the Gemara back, that Gavra Karamis, how could you ask a stira? It's two different people. One's Rabbi Yochanan, one's Rabbi Lazar. Difficult to even know what the Gemara's Havamina was. The Acharonim deal with it. The Marakayim, it's Beisan. They say a teretz that we know Rabbi Lazar was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and anything Rabbi Lazar said, so we could really already assume that he's saying it b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Even if he doesn't say it b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, we could assume that he means it b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the Gemara is asking a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, because we could assume Rabbi Lazar's statement is really from Rabbi Yochanan. And if so, a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar is really a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. So that's already a stira. It's a stira within Rabbi Yochanan himself. The Gemara is saying as a teretz, and no, maybe not. Maybe Gavra Karamis. Maybe this is Rabbi Lazar's own halacha. It's not something you heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Ibai Seimo or another teretz, but it's already considered another teretz. It's not just like you missed the boat. It's another teretz. The first one was also a teretz. It wasn't so pasha like that, gavra karamis. Because really, lefi pshutai, Rabbi Lazar, what he says is really from Rabbi Yochanan. But we could say as a teretz, and no, this was Rabbi Lazar's own halacha. This is not something he heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Ibayiseimo, or we could say another teretz. Another teretz, aleikasha, kan lishol, kan lahaskir. We could differentiate between haskaras kashamim and sheilas kashamim. Haskaras kashamim, we start already on by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and that's already the Ritzvei Geshamim, and then the She'ilas Geshamim, that we wait until Zayin Cheshvan. Ask the Gemara, but that can't be, because V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan, V'makam Sheshayo Maskir. Rabbi Yochanan said that Askara and She'ila go hand in hand. They happen on the same day. Says the Gemara, that's not Shver. Hahu lahafsaka itmar. I could tell you that that's talking about when you stop. You stop She'ilas Geshamim at the same time that you start, that you stop Haskaras Geshamim. But when it comes to starting, so then we start Haskaras Geshamim earlier, we started before She'ilas Geshamim, that's the Ritzvei Geshamim, that happens earlier. Ask the Gemara, that can't be either. V'ha'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hizchil Lahazker, Rabbi Yochanan said that as soon as you start mentioning rain, as soon as you start saying Mashabat Ruach, Maskchil Lishol, that's when you start asking for rain. Pasak mi Lishol, Pasak mi Lahazker, when you stop asking, that's when you stop mentioning, they go hand in hand Lagam, both when it comes to stopping and when it comes to starting. So says the Gemara, Elo Leikashum, it's not a stira. Again, the stira is, it's a stira within, let's say, the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. On the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan told us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we start Haskaras Geshamim on by Musaf Hashmini Atzeres, and then we have Rabbi Yochanan, really Rabbi Lazar, but we're saying it's Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that we start She'ilas Geshamim on Zayin Cheshvan, and Sheila and Askar have to go hand in hand, so what are we going to do with the Stira? Says the Gemara, Laikasha, Elo Laikasha, Halan and Halahu. There's a difference between those in Bavel. In Bavel, they used to keep the Tfua out in the fields a lot longer at the end of the winter, and therefore you didn't, and the end of the summer, and therefore you didn't want to start asking for rain too quickly. You didn't want to start asking already on Shmini Atzeres. You waited until Zayin Cheshvan. And Halahu, once for those in Eretz Yisrael that they brought the Tfua in already, so then they could already start She'ilas Geshamim and Askaras Geshamim already by Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara that Maishna Ladidon de Islan Peri Bedavra. Why are we different? We referring to this Gemara was written in Bavel, Talmud Bavli, so Lan means us in Bavel. Why are we in Bavel different? Because de Islan Peri Bedavra, because we have fruits in the field, and therefore we don't want to start Mashiv Varuach and the Saint Talmud Livracha already on Shmini Atzeres. We want to give ourselves some time because the fruits are still in the field. Lididhu Nami, those in Eretz Yisrael, they also have a reason to push push off the Geshem, because Islahu Oile Regalim. They are people that were Oile Regal, and they have to make it back home, and we don't want them to have a bad experience. We don't want it to rain on their trip back home. So they also have a reason to push off the rain. Says the Gemara, Ki Kama Rabbi Yochanan, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. In Achanami, when Rabbi Yochanan said in the Eretz Yisrael, now you start saying Mashav Aruach, and now you start saying V'sein Talamatu Levracha already on Shemini Atzeres, that's talking about Bezman, that there's no Beis HaMikdash Kayim, in which case there's no Chiyav of to be Oile L'Regel, there's no Chiyav to be Oile L'Regel, and therefore we don't have to worry about people on their way back home, it doesn't happen, and that's why you could start right away on Shemini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Hashtad Asa Sahachi, now that we mentioned this Chilak about Azman Beis HaMikdash and Ein Zman Beis HaMikdash, Hal V'Hal, the two. So now we don't have to even differentiate and say one's talking about Bavel, one's talking about Eretz Yisrael. We could say that both statements were talking about Eretz Yisrael, which probably would also make more sense. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael, but Ladafka. Anyways, but we could say that they're both talking about Eretz Yisrael. V'lei Kasha, Kam Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Bizman Sheein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. There's a difference between whether we're talking about the Zman Beis HaMikdash and not the Zman Beis HaMikdash. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, so then you wanted to push off the rain. You didn't want it to rain right away. So that's when we have Rabbi Lazar saying, which we're assuming is also Rabbi Yochanan, that you only start with Saint Talamat Levrachim, like Rabbi Gamliel, on Zayin Cheshvin. And that's also only when you're gonna start saying Mashiv Aruach. The Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you start Mashiv Aruach already by Shmini Atzeres, that's talking about Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, where you don't have to worry about people that were Oile L'Regel, and that's the answer to the stira. Now ask the Gemara. Now this is going back now to Shmini Atzeres. We said that we start mentioning rain, at least Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. We start mentioning rain by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. So when you only have one day of Yom Tov, it makes a lot of sense. It's very easy to understand how you deal with it. On by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you start saying Mashiv Aruach, and then Huadim by Mincha, and then the following Ma'ariv all the way until Pesach. You'll just continue saying Mashiv Aruach. The Shaila is Ledidan, for us in Bavel, who have 2 days of Yom Tov, for us in Chutz La'aretz, that have 2 days in Yom Tov, so how do we deal with this 2 days of Shmini Atzeres? So you're gonna start saying Mashiv Aruach by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. And then, what are you gonna do by Mincha? And what are you gonna do by Ma'ariv that night? Then you're gonna have another Shmini Atzeres. So how are you gonna deal with Mashiv Aruach when it comes to the second day of Yom Tov? So Amar Rav, Rav explained that your Mascha b'Musafin, you start saying Mashiv Aruach by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, Upaisik b'Mincha, and then you stop by Mincha Arvis v'Shachris, by Mincha of Shmini Atzeres, of the first day of Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz, you stop saying Mashiv Aruach. Hu Adin by Ma'ariv and Shachris of the second of Yom Tov Sheni, you stop saying, you do not say Mashiv Aruach. V'chayzer b'Musafin, and then you again, on the second day Yom Tov, again you start again by Musaf of the second day, you start again saying Mashiv Aruach. However, Amar Lehu Shmuel, Shmuel said to his Talmidim, he said, Paku v'amru leila Abba, go and tell Abba, it was a reference to Rav, go tell Abba, then acher sha'asisu kaidesh, taseyu chol, and how can you do such a thing? It doesn't make sense. You're gonna start saying Mashiv Aruach by Musaf of Yom Tov Rishon, of Shmini Atzeres, you're gonna start saying Mashiv Aruach. And then you're gonna stop by Mincha? That's almost like that's showing that really you're saying it's really the sixth day of Sukkot. Rather the seventh day of Sukkot. You're making it Chol again. You're making it back into a Yishana Rabbah. And then you're going to take it back into Shmini Atzeres the next day. That doesn't make any sense. Once you make a Kaddish, once you start saying Mashiv Aruach by Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you can't then stop and make it back Chol. Elam or Shmuel, your Maschah b'Musaf and Uva Mincha. You have to continue. Once you made that day Kaddish, you associated that day with Shmini Atzeres, so then you have to continue. And by Mincha also say Mashiv Aruach. Then you could be Paisek Arvis with Shacharis, the second day Yom Tov, that already you could then make Chol again, so to speak. You could then make it into a new Shmini Atzeres, and then you could stop saying Mashiv Aruach by Ma'ariv and Shacharis, V'chayzer U'mascha B'Musafin, and then you again, by Musaf of this Yom Tov Shenim, again, you start saying Mashiv Aruach. But Shmuel had a problem with what Rav said, that you can't say Mashiv Aruach by Musaf, and then stop by Mincha. Once you make that day Kaddish, that would be like a Tarti Desas, Basri to then stop by Mincha, almost showing that now you're really believing that it's a Shana Rabbah, which is actually very Negea to Svir Sa'imer. When many have a minog that they're on the second day of Pesach, on the second night, so they only count Sfir Sa'imer after the Seder. Why do they wait until after the Seder? So some give reasons, Api Kabbalah perhaps for such a thing, not so Pashut, but Api Pshah, what some people say, what some of the Paiskim say, is that the reason why you should wait to count Sfir Sa'imer after the Seder is because when you're counting Sfir Sa'imer, that's like making it Chol. You're making a chol, you're saying it's chol hamoed, because you only start counting Sfir Sa'imer on the first day of chol hamoed. On Matzei Yom Tovri, on Matzei Pesach, on the Matzei on the first day of Pesach. So it's already now chol hamoed. So you're gonna count Sfir Sa'imer before the Seder, you're gonna make it chol, you're gonna make it chol hamoed, kilu, and then you're gonna go and have a Seder and say that it's Pesach, that's also like a tarti desastri. So therefore what they say to do is to first have the Seder, and then afterwards count Sfir Sa'imer. There's a few tainas on this, is that one, the most basic one, is that even if you're going to count Sfir Sa'imer afterwards, you're still going to go ahead now the next morning, which is the same halachic day, and then you're going to daven a Yom Tov Shacharis. So what did you accomplish? You're still going to be, even if you count Sfir Sa'imer after the Seder, now you made that day chol, and either way you're going to then make the day Kaddish again, and you're going to have a Yom Tov Shacharis. So what are you really accomplishing? But then maybe they say to be memayit in how much you're doing this idea of la'achar taseyu chol taseyu kaddish. So maybe you should at least be memayit in that, and therefore you should count after the Seder. Well, Maisa is different minhagim. Agapanim says the Gemara, a few more lines, Rava Amar, Rava says that when it comes to the 2 days of Shemini Atzeres, then no, Kevin Shehischa Shoven Epaisek. You start saying Mashav Aruach by Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, and then you don't stop. You continue saying it by Mincha, by Mayrev of Simchas Torah, by Shachris, you don't stop. Once you start, you don't stop. V'chenam Rav Sheshas said the same thing, Kevin Shehischa Shoven Epaisek. Once you start Mashav Aruach by Musaf, you don't stop. Va'af Rav Hadarbe, and even Rav, who originally said differently, he eventually came around and said like this as well. Damar Rav Chanan al Amar Rav, then Moina Esrim Ve'echad Yoyim Kederach Shemoina Asar Yamim Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim. You count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah, just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, meaning it's Ad Va'ad Bechlal. So you count 21 days, that gets you to Shemini Atzeres, U'maschil, and that's when you start saying Mashiv Aruach, V'kemen Sheischo Shovinu Paisek, and then once you start, you don't stop, the Helchasa and the Halacha, and this is what we do, is that Kemen Sheischo Shovinu Paisek, that once you start saying Mashiv Aruach, by Musaf of Shemini Atzeres, so then you don't stop, then even by Mincha, and by Ma'ariv and Shacharis, you continue saying Mashiv Aruach.